Well, the family was in the funeral business. My grandfather had been an insurance agent. He had worked for North Carolina Mutual. In fact, he ran the district. And somewhere along the way, he got involved with Cox and Coles, who were undertakers. That's what they called them, you know, back in the 1890s. And at the time, the kind of insurance that he was selling was this old industrial stuff. And if you were going to make a living doing this, you needed to have some kind of connection with a funeral home, because virtually that was the only reason that anybody thought about buying insurance, because they needed something to be buried by. And the policies then, I mean, they were, I mean, just fantastic. $500. You know what you can do at $500 today? Pretty much nothing. But $500, you know, was a big deal. So when one of the partners in Cox and Coles passed away, my grandfather bought that interest. There was nobody in his family that wanted it, so he bought it. Some years later, when the other half of the business became available, again, nobody in that family wanted it, and so he bought the rest of it. In fact, up until the 1930s, you would see advertisements that would say in bold print, Alexander Funeral Home, and below that, in parentheses, formerly Cox and Coles.